This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Just because the Steelers want to win, so that means every team in the NFL
that's active
that makes moves in the offseason gets an A in Pompeiani's mind?
A for active, perhaps?
Do you know what I mean, Donnie?
They're doing something out there. They're making it happen, wheeling and dealing,
so as
baby.
Long as you're making moves, Bob's going to give you an A. Because that means you're trying. He's been brainwashed by the Pirates. That's what that is.
It's the old line from Christmas Vacation. He worked real hard on it, Grandpa. So do washing machines.
He's letting the lack of big moves by the Pirates affect the way he treats the Steelers. Do you agree?
Yeah, in a way. I think just like the different way of business now that the Steelers are going about things.
That's a good point, because he's been around them and close to them so long. This has to be so out of character. But is he confusing activity for improvement?
Right, because a couple of teams pop into my mind over, you know, the course of at least somewhat like recent NFL history. I mean, that, like, what was the year the Eagles dubbed themselves the dream team?
Vince Young.
And then, I mean, how many seasons in recent memory does it seem like the Browns have won the offseason?
I knew you were going to bring them up.
Yep. And the
off-season champs,
yeah,
baby.
The team goes 4-13. Mm-hmm.
So Starkey obviously didn't accept that answer from Pomp and fired back with this.
You said you thought Justin Fields should be target A, and
that's
they failed
and
to
still,
get him. So there's no demerit for that?
Again, you're talking about a guy who's going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer, who has the brain and the ability to make things happen if things work out and if he gets protected.
So if I gave you a choice at the beginning of the offseason, Fields or Rodgers?
I still would take Fields. And again, my reasoning for Fields was, at 25, you still may see a blossoming at quarterback. Mm. But I was holding out hope that a 25-year-old could figure it out in the pass game, given his mobility that they talk so much about.
I'm on Joe's side here for pushing him.
Because I think that's something you would have done. If you had caught me saying something like that, you'd have done the same thing.
If you disagree with the quarterback decision, and it's a league that is all about quarterback play, how can you give a team an A?
I'm with you. I'm also with Joe.
It's not like I preferred this corner and they signed this other corner. Okay. Not
my
an unimportant
A1
position.
Is somebody else's quarterback. We'll see him on the other side in week one.
Donnie, you preferred Fields to Rodgers. Do you give the Steelers an A for the offseason?
I do not give them an A.
I also preferred Fields to Rodgers, like just for the sense of wanting to get to see Fields as a younger guy, but I also am not giving them close to an A for God's sake.
I was thinking more B-, and I think that's maybe even being generous, like keeping them in the B to B- range.
Well, you also were the biggest critic of the Pickens trade on the show. You did not like the message that trade sent, which was trading one of your best weapons for a pick that was down the road.
It felt like it put them into a similar boat to last season. Now, does the Jonnu Smith acquisition soften that blow a little bit? I would say yes, a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But they're still going into the season with like a relatively unknown pool of guys as that second wide receiver. And I'm not saying unknown in terms of their careers. Like, Robert Woods has had some really good seasons. I don't think one of those will be in 2025.
Yeah. He went A.
Yeah, I just don't, I don't see.
How about an A for Art might have been listening?
That's very good.
And he's got preseason football games to do here pretty soon.
Very, very good.
I'm kidding. I don't think Bob would change his opinion because Art was listening. I think he's a man of integrity, but still, he does have to be careful, you would think, about.
I think, well, you can make a genuine argument.
Criticisms.
You can make a genuine argument that maybe somebody still gets caught up in, like, Rodgers, the name, the reputation.
But he clearly doesn't.
And it overrides their good sense. Well, no, even after, like, preferring Fields, maybe he could still just say, ah, screw it, I'm going to talk myself into this. But I just don't see how you could get there. You want to give them, like, a C-plus because you think in this flurry of activity, they might end up slightly better than they were last year. I could actually get on board with that because right now that's how I feel. So I give them a slightly above average grade. Like, by definition, that's what it is. But an A is like the... No way, man.
I think they've made more good moves than bad moves. So in balance, I'd have to give them a passing grade. I don't think they got the quarterback position right. And I say that as someone who did not prefer Fields. I did not think that Fields was going to be their answer. So... that's the thing, like, okay, they got Aaron Rodgers on a bargain, but they also got Russell Wilson on a bargain, and what did that get them?
Bupkis.
The same thing as we've seen the last few years, season without a playoff
win. To be very, like, direct here, though, in full disclosure, because I don't think you were lamenting being absent for the Rodgers-McAfee stuff, but then you came to your senses and realized, I'm on vacation, healthy work-life balance, and then you ruined that like 2 days later by camping out in front of the TV for the Skeens game and then jinxing him from 700 miles away.
Yep.
I did say, though, that
one
takeaway I had from Rodgers talking with McAfee was, when you think about what Russ's ulterior motives were last year, that he wanted a new deal, and Rodgers saying, this is it for me, yeah, this is pretty much the end, I think you have a better chance of getting still a better quarterback who has no ulterior motives and is just trying to finish out on a high note than you did with Russ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.